It's only been just over 3 weeks, but already changes to the JobSeeker payment and the end of the coronavirus supplement are having an impact. A report from the Australian National University this week has found the new rate of JobSeeker will leave one in six children in poverty across Australia. And for one family, the changes are the latest blow to its plan to escape Centrelink and poverty. Social affairs correspondent Norman Hermont reports.
In Wagga Wagga, in the New South Wales Riverina region, Liz McKay and daughter Lily are carefully choosing fruit and veggies.
Mushrooms are expensive, so I'm not going to get them.
Where are the apples?
Lily's just 11 years old. She knows these prices.
And they're decently cheap, too.
Yep.
For Liz, changes to the job seeker payment and the end of the coronavirus supplement are already having an impact.
You know, we're not spending money. There's not all that much fruit sitting there. I'm starting to tighten the belt.
Liz, Lily, husband Mike Sadler, and 16-year-old daughter Rose relocated to Wagga Wagga in 2016 from Sydney, part of a plan to escape poverty after retrenchments and injuries forced Mike away from a successful IT career and the good life.
We had nice cars and went nice places and wore nice clothes.
But living on Centrelink in Sydney, the family lost everything. The solution was Wagga Wagga, halfway between Sydney and Melbourne, with a much lower cost of living.
You could pay your rent, pay your electricity, buy your groceries, and survive.
The family's escape plan has stalled. Mike struggled to find work and now hopes to retrain as a teacher at age 60. Liz works casual shifts at a swim school, but the family still relies on JobSeeker and is missing the extra $150 a fortnight they had until this month.
The coronavirus supplement was fantastic because, you know, we got new pyjamas and it was coming into winter, so we all got a new jumper each, and it kind of gave you space to breathe a bit more, you know.
With JobSeeker up just $25 a week, the family is still out at least $100 a fortnight.
Just that extra little bit of money makes a huge difference. Like, Lily has a camp coming up after school that's $300. I'll now probably have to go to the school and say, you know, we can't afford all of this.
For Lily and her 16-year-old sister, Rose, the JobSeeker change means a return to the only life they've ever known, a family struggling for every dollar.
It's just this class divide, which isn't right. You should take care of everyone, not just the people who make the most money.
And that's 16-year-old Rose Sadler, ending that report there from our social affairs correspondent, Norman Hermont.